is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark fall horsey movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like fall horsey movies.
I'm Dan, and boy, do I despise fall horsey movies, and this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast! Wow!
Oh, man!
Unbelievable.
Wild.
Man, we set up in a parking garage in downtown Greenville.
There are thousands. The fire codes. There's thousands of people in here.
It's amazing. Amazing.
And if you had a virtual ticket, you're one of the millions watching around the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Man. Oh, my gosh. For real, though, we're coming from the first ever Bramble Fest.
It's been a journey.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And a wonderful one, I would say.
Yeah.
Lots of good highs times. And lows.
What were the lows? Was it the commercials during that movie we just watched? It's pretty low for me.
The cotton candy wine was tough.
Cotton candy wine was tough. That was like a low.
A couple minutes ago?
Yeah. That was pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah? Anything else you can think of?
No, that's it.
All highs.
Yep. All highs aside from that. But gosh, it's coming to a close.
We did meet Brian Harold in person, and you said he was mediocre.
Standard.
middle tier. And I can attest that you're accurate. He's just a middle of the road kind of guy.
I call it as I see it.
That's right.
His left side.
No.
Fantastic.
We're good.
Man, I'm very excited today. We're talking about Taking the Reins, the third of six Fall Harvest movies. We're halfway there.
Yeah, we are.
And the good news is, everybody, it's Christmas is coming, including this week. We'll be closing out the week with a Christmas preview episode, also live from Bramblefest.
And do you think we're going to sound a little bit more energetic there or
not? No, I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I don't think so, personally.
Great. Good. I just was making sure.
Thank you for asking, though.
No, that's good.
Guys, can I ask you this one? And this is no holds barred. Like, nobody's paying me to ask this question, but I do think people want to know a couple of things.
You asked me how my weekend was, so help me. If you ask me, if you do it.
Okay, fine. I won't do it.
Okay, good.
How was your weekend?
God bless America. Unbelievable.
Pretty solid overall, Dan. I got to hang out with some of my
best buds. You just called him Dan.
No, I said Bran.
No, you said Dan.
Did I say Bran? I said Bran.
All right. You did not say Bran. Not even a little bit. There's a lot of witnesses here.
You stand by it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, my weekend, by and large, was a wash, but then I saw two up-and-coming young actresses, Lisa Ferrione and Elizabeth Cullen.
Yeah!
Woo! And I got to tell you, I think Hallmark's found a couple of new leading ladies.
That's exactly right.
I don't know how they couldn't be. I mean, what a debut.
Yes.
In tonight's movie was about
now,
horses.
They weren't mic'd, but
You could see it.
But actions speak louder than words.
Yes. Yep. That's right.
That is a saying.
That's a saying. And they embodied that.
They did embody it. Man. It was beautiful work. It was beautiful work.
Per second of screen time, they were better than anyone in the movie.
Really carried it.
Yeah, they did. Per second. If we break it down to a per second level, yes, I agree.
Rascal.
Okay, well, but person.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
It is.
A couple of things really quickly. There's another movie we're doing later this week. I think tomorrow. Jonathan Cooperstown.
Ring the bell, Danny Stevens.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Ridley Scott's universe?
Gone Fishing with my friend, Boham.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know. Is it the one with Tom Everett Scott?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. It's a Cloudy with a Chance of Ring Ring. Does
anyone here know?
We see it and we're like, we can't, you know, you're.
What?
Rise
and shine, Benedict Stone.
Benedict Stone or Benedict Stone?
Benedict Stone.
Easy for us to say.
We're doing that movie. I saw a preview for it during this movie, and I'm very excited about
good.
It.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear
so
it.
So you look forward to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
When Calls the Heart Thursday, Christmas preview number one, hopefully of many.
Yeah. We already had this week, and I want to be clear, last week, we already had a look ahead at the movies. So for
that's
us,
that's not
to
what
say,
it was called. Stop.
What was it called?
It was called a first look preview.
A first look preview, and then we're going to have our first preview. Is there going to be a look back at some point?
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Until we close out the season.
Ridiculous.
Did floor four send down some people?
Apparently.
I mean, they can come in. I don't care. Whatever. Let's go. Are we ready to dive into this one?
Let's do it. Why not?
Taking the Reins originally aired on September 25th, 2021. Benny?
Benny!
Yay!
2017 gets a reprieve. I get to do 2021. My wife bought it for me. You're welcome.
So you guys are doing well.
We're doing great. We hit the Powerball.
You guys hit the Powerball.
Two slickers for Benny. New pair of Crocs, baby.
You are hip.
Benny, Benny, Bo, Benny. I got little pins in all my Croc spots. You know what I'm saying? My Croc spots are on fleek.
He is well behind. I hated that.
Did he say on fleek?
I hated that.
You wouldn't get it. My lip gloss is popping.
And it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with Samantha, who is on a first date, and they're sitting at a bar, as all good first dates do. And unfortunately for this fella, they're watching horse riding.
Did you say horse? Because this is a family show.
Stop.
There's no horse in this movie. I watched it. They're not in there. Don't act like they're in there.
If you're just going to have a potty mouth. No.
A little poop mouth over there.
No.
You poop mouth and you just say whores. We're going to have a talking to, mister. I won't stand for it.
If we are doing this bit every time I say horse, it's going.
Whores? Did you say horse? Just be honest. There are people listening here and around the world. If you said horse, it's no longer TVG, mister.
No.
It sounded like horse to me. Ladies of the night. You say horse? Just be honest.
I did not.
Just give me a quick nod if you said horse.
I'm just going to keep going.
Just a blink. Blink once for horse.
Horse riding is on TV. Apparently, that's called an equestrian, and she's very into it. She writes for a magazine, and her editor is like, "You should write something that means that's like about you, like write you." She's like, "That's not a bad idea." So she decides to after hearing that the Northeast Equestrian, whatever it is going to be happening.
Championship.
Sorry, is going to be happening at her parents'. Is it a farm?
Horse farm. Horse. Yeah. It's yeah. Listen. Look, we're gonna go straight to awe. We're gonna go straight to TVMA. Listen here, Buster Brown. You don't know. We're not doing it.
So she decides to go home for that, and maybe she'll get inspiration for her story. Her dad, despite being very disappointed with her as a human, and also him being very close to death, I think maybe, we'll find out as the movie goes on, is going to ride in the competition because rules state the hosting farm has to have somebody compete. And everyone knows that rule.
Yeah.
No takesy backsies. That's exactly right. You got to do it. Even if it kills you, you got to do it.
That hurt us. That hurt us bad in 2008, if you remember.
It did. We finally got the competition. That didn't land. That's okay. You never know what's going to work. So she's there, and she goes to check on her old horse. And who is there? Her ex-husband, Luke.
Ooh.
He's the head horse boy now, and is.
Listen, I know we're on real thin ice.
That phrase makes no sense.
I just don't think there's any world, even at past midnight in that Greenville, that you should say the head horse boy.
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't.
But earlier in the day...
Clean up your poop mouth. Clean it up.
He's the head horse boy who is training her dad for the competition. They start bickering, and then they start drinking, and then they start hanging, and then they start riding horses, and then they start kissing big ones.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. They get back from horseback riding and kissing and whatnot. And, Dad hurt his wrist. Some hay fell on it. That's...
Oh, I've got questions.
And so what are they going to do? Well, Samantha, remember, she gave up horseback riding a long time ago, but the passion is still there. So she's like, you know what? I can do this. So she suits up, big boots and all, and Luke agrees to help train her. And we get a little montage, and she's finally writing. She's like, I finally got that stuff, the juice I need to write. I don't know. And so she's writing.
Who is that?
You know me, Mr. Journalist. I write for the Times. So she's writing, and he's helping her, and we get a little montage situation. It's great. It's finally time for the big championship, and hundreds of people are there. And, you know, it's all happening. But the bad news is, I don't think this is bad news, actually. This is good news. The night before the competition, like, everyone's there for some thing. Cheers. And then afterwards, her and Luke get away. And they're like, we're mad at each other. And then that turns into, I love you. And then that turns into, I want to kiss you. And that turns into kissing bigger ones. Oh, yeah. Like bigger ones, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Right? So. Surely it's going to keep getting bigger, right?
Nope.
So that's exciting, huh? It's finally time for the competition. First round, Horsey knocks over the white thing. That's bad.
I saw a Horsey knocks over the white thing live. Underwhelming.
Yeah. She gets off the horse, and Dad comes over and is like, come here, and pulls out a cigar box. Inside that cigar box, not cigars, all of the tiny little stories she's written over the years. And he's like, hey, I know I've been your dad for a while now, but
that's funny.
But you know what? Funny. I'm going to tell you one thing I've never told you before. I love you. And I'm proud of you. And she's like, son of a gun. You kidding me? She gets back on the horse, crushes it. First place, the town is there, and they're like, go you. I guess at a dance afterwards.
Classic Northeastern Championships ball situation.
Dude, if you've ever been, you know how rowdy it gets.
It gets crazy.
Her parents are like, we're going to go to a vacation and retire kind of a little bit. And we're going to leave Luke, you're going to run the whole place now. So that's
his
good.
Sister's the general manager.
Yeah, and then he's going to
be
day-to-day. Day-to-day horse boy.
Yeah, day-to-day horse boy.
And she's like, that's great news. And then she basically just ends the movie. They get on a horse and carriage ride. And she's like, how does this all end? I don't know. And they kiss little ones. And that, my friends, was
Taking the Reins.
We did it. We did it.
We sure did.
Yeah, boy.
I think we're going to take a break.
Yeah, you meandered a little bit there.
What do you mean I meandered?
Yeah, the weeds a little bit.
You got stuck in the weeds.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you ever been?
Rig didn't help.
He didn't.
And that's fair.
And have you ever been to the Eastern Northeast Horse Championship?
The Northeastern Equestrian Championships ball only every year, Bran.
It is surrounded by weeds.
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Thank you. Whoa!
One of our better breaks.
I thought that was really good. I thought it was really good. Top three.
Refreshed.
I do too. Sure. Guys, we're talking taking the reins, and we're going to take the reins and take our little horse and go over into the hot take section, and hopefully the horse will be okay. Hopefully the horse has got one of those little fireproof vests that horse wears sometime.
Because I'm bringing the heat?
Because you're bringing the heat, pal.
Yeah, you better.
Back up. A fireproof vest?
Yeah.
Are we sending horses into open flames?
Have you never seen the horses? Sometimes they wear vests. I'm assuming they're fireproof. They look.
Why would that be a feature of the vest? Is there a situation where we're like, look, buddy.
Can I ask you this question?
Into the fire you go.
Where do horses sleep at night?
Barn.
What is the barn full of?
Hay.
What happens if something, God forbid, lights that sucker on fire?
Let me ask you
want those horses to be safe.
Where would the horses sleep that wouldn't be flammable?
Inside the house.
That's true.
I think we know.
You have a better luck, at least. Head start. You wouldn't have to wear the vest.
You got a head start.
You get a head start.
Houses are flammable. Want to be
they
clear.
Are, but less so. It's not full of hay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. You've lost this argument. It's airtight.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do. You're right. No, no, no,
you can at least acknowledge.
Fireproof vest. I'm sorry. Continue.
We're going to start with a hot take. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, bring that heat, pal.
Listen, guys, I was really hard on Roadhouse Romance a few weeks ago, and
rightfully so.
No, I regret. I was as hard on it as I was because I gotta be honest with you. As I'm watching this movie, not a lot happens. Mm. You're at a house the entire time. I knew there was gonna be horse talk. There's a lot more horse talk than I even thought, and maybe it's just me. I wasn't feeling this movie. I like Nikki. The trees, they're nice.
The color corrected. The color corrected green trees.
Yeah. I wanted cider more. I want more fall. I didn't get that as much with this movie. And so for me, I'm not feeling this movie as much. And I think that this movie makes Roadhouse Romance look really solid, by comparison, and I'm going to say that I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Because this is what I just picked up from what you said. If this movie had more cider, it would take it above Roadhouse Romance. The thing this movie is missing, in your opinion,
so here's what he does:
is cider. No,
here's what he does. He picks the one fall thing that the movie doesn't have, and he then will say, that's the thing.
But there was no bobbing for apples. There was no pumpkins. Where are the pumpkins?
Yeah. It was just color-corrected leaves and horses. That's all it was.
And that, for me, was... It's not that it's a bad movie. We've seen worse fall movies. We have.
Such as?
Truly, Madly, Sweetly. I would rank probably below this, right?
Is that a fall movie?
Yeah.
It was
a fall movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
About the cupcake.
Yeah.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's
we've
a
seen,
bad movie.
We've
that's
seen
also a Nikki DeLoach movie. Oh, sorry, Nikki.
It's not you, it's me. And so what I would say is this movie, yeah, it just didn't do it for me. I don't know what it was. I wanted more of the fall. I love fall. You guys know I love fall. And this movie delivered some fall, just not enough. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah. You brought the house down there, buddy.
Thanks, man. This is where I'm at.
I back you here, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Man, the horse didn't even need a vest for that one.
I'm pretty sure the horse vest helped them sleep, right?
Would you call
it spark? You know why it helps them sleep? Because they don't have to be afraid of the fires. It's like, hey, we're
so
good.
If there's a fire
we're
nearby,
good.
The horse can sleep.
Sleep soundly.
During
you don't got to worry about that.
Imminent death.
He's not going to die because he has the vest.
He has the vest. That's
what
true.
Part of the vest don't you get? Why are you
all
missing
of it,
this?
I guess. All of it, I guess.
I don't know. Aside from the lack of cider, I don't understand what you were getting at there. This movie's a hit for Bran. I love it. I love Nikki. I love A Friday Night Lights. Are you kidding me? Clear Eyes, Full Hearts can't lose,
Got
and
bored.
Either can this movie, because it crushed it for me. I actually quite enjoyed the horse talk. throughout the movie. I don't think it's too much worse. I like the fact that they have some details. Overall, I quite enjoyed it. And the kisses, good Lord. Inappropriate. But like, keep going, please.
Between that and your horse talk.
I know, no kidding, man. Man, it was getting out of hand there. It was great. And then at the end of it, they didn't seem like they wanted to kiss anymore. And I understand. He did a lot of kissing early on in this movie. Yeah, I thought this movie was quite great. And it's my favorite fall movie so far.
Wow. You, my friend, were just being really kind in saying that this movie is a dumpster fire. It is awful. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you came out and you watched that with commercials. Time stood still. It was, what is happening? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Is everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The phone.
I love Nikki DeLoach. Scott Porter is wonderful. They are stuck in just a nexus of bad. It is astounding that this movie made the air. I know why we didn't get a screener now. It's because they were trying to find a way to fill 83 minutes. And apparently it was the kissing that did it. That's what got them over the edge for the 83 minutes, five kissing scenes. It is just DOA, unfortunately. We have a lifestyle magazine that's begging for a cover story about horses for some reason. We have Nikki DeLoach, who is just going through the motions, I feel like. Corbin Burnson has never been worse, and I hate to say that because I like Corbin Burnson. It's not a good movie. It was one of the tougher watches of the year for me, and it is 100% worse than Roadhouse Romance. I'm sorry to say it, but you're right, Panda.
Can I just ask you this? This is a question for you here now.
Okay.
Do you think the fact that you watched it with commercials, we usually fast forward.
The commercials, I said this to Panda with about 20 minutes left. I said, the commercials aren't helping. They aren't, because the movies already feel long, and then you add 40 minutes of commercials, and that's difficult. But I just...
That's how we feel listening to Deck the Hallmark. Too many ads. Skip the ads.
Who is? Is that just our review? Like
that's just the reviewer.
Yeah. Which reviewer is that? What was their handle?
Ralph.
Just Ralph.
Just Ralph. He got that. Can you believe that?
What a guy that Ralph. I just think that Hallmark feels as though with these seasonal movies, they've got to give you one or two like traditional-esque movies, and they don't really work on it at all. They don't try to make it something that stands out. And this movie, aside from having the Hallmark queen, in our opinion, in it, in Nikki DeLoach.
It was an ex married couple.
She did that last year in Cranberry Christmas.
Yeah, but so you...
She's not in a movie with either her ex-lover or some dead relative, aunt, grandma, giving her clues about something, like it's every movie with her. Reunited at Christmas, like they're all of them. Sweet Autumn, all of those movies. They have this like, she either shows up and her ex-boyfriend, husband is there, or she shows up and Grandma Willis.
Well, you know what, then? The good news is she freaking crushes all that.
She does. Look, no.
So back the heck off.
Well, I will say this. She.
You know what? If you were wearing a fire vest, I take it off.
Wow. Are you going to light this place on fire?
No, because your hot turd of an opinion just blew this place up.
That didn't make any sense.
Doesn't matter. I'm mad.
I do want to be clear. Nikki DeLoach acting, like, when she has the scene with Corbin Burnson and, like, can cry on command, that is better than 90% of what we get to see. And I want to give her credit for that. That just doesn't make a good movie. It doesn't. The movie just kind of sits there. It's bad.
Let's get to all the feels part. Shall we talk about what in this movie?
I like the commercials.
So you said this movie was one of the worst fall movies you've ever seen, and the commercials made it better?
It allowed me to refocus in between.
There's not a horse vest big enough in the world. That is a scalding take.
Yeah.
I've never
heard someone say that.
You want 40 minutes of commercials.
There were a lot of bear commercials, and I thought they were fine.
I say but here's the thing is, in his prime, he had to watch commercials every day.
That's true.
He's not, the streaming stuff's new for him.
That's true.
It's wild. That's how true. Y'all youngins can binge watch stuff. It's just nuts.
It's wild out there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
there's a commercial that I've never seen before, but there's like eyes and stuff, and they're like putting tape all over
something
their eyes.
Ted, like Ted is haunting
crying.
People.
like
Ted with the bloodshot.
Like I thought that was an ad for like if you don't AMC Shudder. Yeah, like Halloween's coming, get ready. Right. Here's some blood in someone's eyes.
Look out for Ted.
Didn't like it.
Coming your way.
Is that for some sort of like sickness? Am I being
Yeah.
And yes, you are.
You want to go to all the feels?
It's time for all the feels part. Should we talk about what in this movie gave us his feels? Panda.
Listen, it shouldn't have worked for me, but did. The dad coming and talking to the sister, and he was like, hey, I'm proud of you for working on the farm and everything. And
that's the proud of you scene that worked for you?
Well, I also like the follow-up proud of you scene. I will say this. There was one too many proud of you scenes.
Yes.
And I got really excited maybe too early for the first proud of you scene. And then the second one, I was like, that's actually a better proud of you scene, but I had already written it down. And so I didn't feel like I could.
At that point.
I was stuck on the proud of you scene.
More than
that
fair.
Worked for me.
More than fair.
And I liked it a lot. That's the feel.
The first two kisses were out of this world. The first kiss came with an hour or three into the movie with commercials. So what is that, like 30 minutes in?
Yeah,
and
probably 45.
Like, boy howdy, that are you kidding me? And then the second go around, like, uh-oh, did I turn on a wrong channel? Like, where are we going with this? But I liked it. And it gave me... It gave me feels.
The most authentic moment in this movie, in my opinion, is when Nikki and Scott are out in the little, you know, horse training area or whatever, and she says, "Are you still in love with me?" And he says, "Yes," so quickly, like it is not. He doesn't wait a beat. He doesn't even hardly wait for her to finish the sentence, and he says, "Yes," and it is a very great authentic moment between the two of them, and it works incredibly well. And makes the kiss that comes after that even better. That is my all the feels, because it is, in my opinion, the best moment of the movie.
Let's take another quick break. Maybe you'll get a good commercial.
I think Ted's coming for you.
Let's give it up for the ads.
Boy. Yeah.
That was solid.
Wow.
Man. Unbelievable.
Man, I hope we don't have political ads this week. It's going to be bad.
Fool me once, man. Yeah. Side of the way, what is the part of the show we talk about what? And this may make us go, wait, what? I'm going to start my good friend Panda. Panda, what you whatting and what you whatting?
What?
What you waiting? What you waiting and what you whatting?
We got to talk about the sud fight. Because maybe it's just me. I had maybe a little bit higher expectations of the fight that we were about to see, followed by... the ex-husband, Luke, grabbing the water, and it appears to me...
Yeah, you know, it doesn't appear. It happens.
He's just spraying her feet.
He just sprays straight down and then holds his other hand up like this.
Yeah.
Like, he's got one jazz hand. He's like... like, is he just ready to fence? Like, is he doing?
I don't know what he's aiming for, and...
I gotcha.
It's a bold strategy going into a sud fight. Not one I would have adopted, but nevertheless, I'm here for it. I want a
gif of that. I just want a
it
gif.
It is fantastic. Like, it is absolutely wonderful. I'm confused about what the dad's play was going into the horse competition.
Look.
They have the course set up before the dad goes and breaks his hand, and they're working on very small jumps. And so there's a week left in the competition, and she starts, and she's doing the same course the dad was doing with a week left.
Yeah.
And she hasn't jumped in a long time, right?
That's right.
She manages to accomplish more in 3 days than the dad has done training for months for this competition. They go from just a small little jump to major jumps very quickly. And it makes me think that if the dad was wanting to win the blue ribbon, is it just me? Maybe he's not.
This is.
He's
this
in trouble. He's not very good.
What happens when you hire Scott Porter to train a geriatric to compete in an equestrian event.
I just can't believe there wasn't a time where Dad didn't look at Scott and go,
why don't you do it?
You want to just do? You want to just
Everyone
switch places?
Everyone else in this competition is less than half his age. Why is Corbin Burnson in this guy? Is there a senior division?
Is Scott Porter taking steroids? Like, is there a reason why he can't do the competition? I won't pass the drug test. Right. I'm not even going to bother.
Corbin Burnson rides by and, like, James Earl Jones is on a horse over there. It's like whippersnapper. Tom Berenger, all of them. They're just all these old guys waiting to ride horses.
It's wild.
I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
The final thing is just the commentator. He oscillates interestingly between giving a play-by-play and then diving into their deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah. And man, you know, we're here, we're having a great day, and hopefully she can complete the competition if her darkest insecurities don't eat her alive first. I'm here for it. Again, I love it.
It oscillates only with Nikki.
Just Nikki.
Like
the other ones.
Everybody else is completely above board.
Fascinating.
And then Nikki gets up, and it's like, man, if she could overcome all of her fears and insecurities, then maybe she could make this work. We don't know.
And it makes you wonder if anyone's told him, like, hey, man, everyone can hear you.
What I wrote down was, who is he talking to? Is he talking to us? Is he talking to are the people listening going, you're right, she is insecure? Like,
It makes you wonder how she feels as she's hearing that. Yeah. Like, she's just like, yeah, my insecurities are really.
Yeah, they're bad.
This is bad.
I was good to go. And then
I was good. And then that guy.
That's right.
This made me feel.
Not great.
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess out there.
I have a few. I felt like the first 15-ish minutes of this movie was one, like, weird PSA where the message was just, we're all a little tired of Zoom, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, can't we all just get back to normal? She gets back to her parents' house, and that evening she walks on the stairs, and she's looking great. She's got just a great dress on. She looks fantastic, and I'm like, oh, she's going out. This is going to be great. Then she just sits down at her parents' dinner table, and everybody's dressed up like they're going to the White House correspondence dinner. Like, what were they? Why? Who does that for dinner at home? Yeah. I don't. I don't. They're at this bar, and there's this guy who the sister is interested in, and he throws a dart and then goes, and yeah. Speaking of the bar,
do you have like a type five on the bar you're going to do for us?
How about all that ice? Last one that I have here is they're at the bar, and the scene starts with a nice shot of the jukebox working overtime over there.
This is great.
And the Luke and Samantha, they're talking, and they're doing their thing. And one of them, I don't remember, says, "Music's good tonight." It's a jukebox. Like,
they're hitting the right numbers, baby.
They ain't got no like C9, huh? It's just an interesting, I've never heard someone say that about a jukebox, but
yeah,
we did now.
We have to talk about Corbin Burnson's arm injury, because not only does the magic of a blue ribbon completely heal him, because in the last scene, he has no cast whatsoever, and it's the same day where he's casted up, but the description he gives when he gets injured is, I was getting Rascal some hay and didn't expect all the other bales to come tumbling down on me. At what point in a horse barn are you standing below hay?
I don't know.
When does that happen? Like,
you stack it.
But yeah, you stack it. But if he's got the hay down, what caused? Is there a rat up there? Like, how is the hay?
Big stacks.
And big stacks.
Hay, the big stacks just happen to tumble down on him?
If you grab one piece, you end up grabbing them all.
It. He's down there feeding the
horse.
So
he grabbed one, he brought it down, and it was topsy-turvy.
And then it was topsy-turvy. And yeah. It's just doing this the whole time.
Can I follow you up with this
one?
Please do. How does anything fall down?
That's true. I'm with Bran on this one.
This is why the horses need the...
That's exactly right.
That's right. Yeah, who stacked the hay? This is a mystery. This should be on HMM. Is where it should be. I'm very curious as to why she has to get her own photos for her cover story. Like, typically writers aren't responsible for their own pictures. And if it's going to be on the cover, maybe get a professional photographer. Like, just save us all the time. And then instead they get this woman who runs a bakery, and she's good at taking pictures because they're all in black and white. That's how we know that they're good pictures. You know, that's how Hallmark knows.
Sure.
You're a classy photographer when they're all in black and white.
You're not saying anything incorrect?
That's right. I get that Nikki and Scott love each other, but how hard on his luck is Scott Porter right now? He's a grown man living in a guest house with a mini fridge.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't exactly a catch here. Like, something went wrong in his life. Like, he is struggling mightily and thinks he is living the dream. Yeah. Does he sleep on a sofa? Like, I mean, Winston, that's right. Winston. That's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark Departure. We wonder what could have been, maybe have and give some clarity to the questions that we still have. I'm going to start with my friend Panda.
I might miss this. It's possible I did.
No.
I am confused about why they need to win the blue ribbon in order to sell the house, and how
That's mine.
Is going to actually help sell the house. Can't you just sell the horse?
Hear
me out.
Is there a ranch stock exchange somewhere where it's like, if they win the blue ribbon, through the roof?
I mean, is somebody coming to look at the house and they're testing the floor? They're like, the electrical's all messed up, but how about that blue ribbon? Yeah. I think I'll get full price and maybe more. I don't know. I am confused about that.
It is the crux of the story. I'm selling the ranch, but I have to get a blue ribbon first. He has a closet full of ribbons and trophies.
I've got a closet, full of ribbons.
But he needs
guys,
one more.
That was right here.
Man.
At midnight. Almost midnight.
It's impressive. I just don't.
Gold.
That's phenomenal. Sometimes I surprise myself.
I mean, yeah, it's good stuff. I just don't understand how one more ribbon does anything.
I don't
to help
understand.
Sell,
I'm baffled.
Sell his ranch. That is mine as well.
I also might have missed this, but I felt like the whole movie was leading up to a big revelation about why she stopped riding horses. Yeah.
Nah.
No, I didn't miss anything. So I thought like when she got thrown off the horse that one time, I was like, oh, so she like got thrown off one big one, and she's like, no. And then that one was going to be like, oh, see, this is why I quit. She didn't say that. She just got right back on pulling that sucker. I felt like I got no clarification on why she quit, aside from the fact that she felt like there was too much pressure from her dad, and she didn't like that was messing up her like that whole thing, and she wanted to be a writer, and like if that's it, then that's fine. But I just felt like there wasn't enough like real clarify. I felt like they were setting us up, and we didn't really get anything aside from dad finally saying.
Nothing was coming. Like I knew nothing. I was expecting nothing, and I got nothing in that situation.
That's fair.
But mine was the blue ribbon thing.
Great.
Well, connection of blue ribbon to house, I don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense.
Awesome. Well, we did, everybody. Yeah, taking the reins. Now, it wouldn't be a Tuesday Night the Hallmark episode without a double decker of the week. It's the part of the show where Panda does a deep dive on somebody who has signed up for Bramble Jam Plus. We call them the double deckers. Panda has a subscription to a website called Google+.
Google Plus,
not the defunct social media. It's a dark web platform that Google runs on the dark web.
Yes, that's true.
And you can find out anything.
It's a dark web platform that Google runs on the dark web.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, just making sure I got it.
He got it right.
And you can find out anything about anybody.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Who do we have today?
We have Colleen Ferris.
Wow.
Colleen, Ferris.
Colleen, top tier.
Is she top notch?
Top tier.
Okay,
we'll leave it at that.
Wow, okay. Sorry, Colleen.
Colleen,
wait, you can be top tier and not top notch.
Well, I mean, he's given out top notch to like the last, I don't know, 50. So We were due.
We don't have time for this right now, but at some point I would like
some sort of ranking. That would be wonderful.
You're not ready for it yet, but when you get there, we'll talk. What I'll say is Colleen created a brand new, it's great. You're going to love it. It's called Meat and Potatoes.
Okay.
You said a brand new what?
It's an app.
Brand new app.
Meat and Potatoes.
You meet and eat potatoes.
No, I can see where you would think that. Yeah. There is meeting involved, but it's a new dating app. You got that. But you know how people are always posting fake profile pictures, Dan?
You know I do.
Yeah. You get it.
Of course.
So in order to really fix this issue, she said, hey, why don't we just remove that component entirely? In order to, your profile picture has got to be your face carved into a potato. And you gauge if listen, if you like it, swipe right. It's a spud. If no, it's a dud.
Yeah,
you get it.
Yeah.
I love this idea. This is a great idea. Yeah.
I know.
How many people have joined Meat and Potatoes?
Oh, it's sweeping the nation, Dan.
Is it?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Maybe so thousands.
Kind of like the Northeastern Equestrian
Championship. Yeah, it's big deal. Yeah. Big deal.
Big deal.
I will say this, and this is true. I do already own the spudordud.com domain name. And there is a website being built out.
That's not a lie.
And now I feel like I need to pivot. Like, this is a better idea.
That's a better idea.
I know.
That's right. Yeah.
Colleen, cutting edge. That's amazing. Why she's top tier.
Where did she get the idea for something like this?
Guys, I don't know. It's just genius. I don't know how genius. How does genius ever
work? In order to get on the app, you have to carve
a potato.
Carve a potato.
And have the app. Those are the two qualifications.
That is it. Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You could dress the potato up however you want, as long as it looks like you.
So you can dress it up too, not just carve.
Oh yeah, you can. That's carve. Important. I mean, wig if you wanted to, full wig.
So you can, if you're bad at carving, you could hide that and still get maybe a swipe right.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. So,
good to know.
I would add. Now listen, I'm happily married, but I would add googly eyes. Yeah. Those things.
That's the key. That's the key. You're just not toss wrong. It out there. You're not wrong. Maybe like one of those fake nose mustache.
Oh, moves. You know it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be a spud for sure if I were on there.
So. Oh, for sure, man. Nobody, you don't have to put your real age on there, so it's even better, right?
That,
or a wig.
Yeah.
Somebody said or a wig.
Wow. It's time to go. Beth's calling shots.
Yeah.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations for listening to this episode. Congratulations to everybody in the room and online. You did it. Phenomenal. Bramble Fest. Give it up for yourselves.
Absolutely.
Panda, anytime there's applause, Panda holds up.
Yeah. It's designed to not pick anything up unless it's right here. But you guys, please scream as loud as possible. Yeah.
Can you give me a mic where I can do that in the future?
Yes.
And it'll actually work?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey, Nate, did we get that, Nate? Did we get that? No? Okay.
Well, amazing. Until next time, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
All right.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.